6:30. Let us begin. So today I'd like to discuss with you, since everyone has a Gemara hopefully in front of them, the words of the Rosh in Siman Aleph. You already were here, if you recall, at the very beginning, where the Rosh asked a question against Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just review briefly. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who introduced the idea of Plaga Mincha as being the proper time to start saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and the Rosh screams at him. He doesn't understand. Plaga Mincha is relevant for Tfilas Mincha, for Tfilas Mariv, but here we're talking about what's called Zman Shechiva. So we answered that no, that maybe B'Shachmo doesn't mean Zman Shechiva, it really means it's a code word for Yom and Laila. That seems to be the only way we can interpret the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rosh goes on. We only did the first part of the Rosh. The second part, he quotes the Ri, without mentioning his name. You rely on the Tanoim, who are found in Bezim and Bez. They have a different cutoff point. It's not Plaga Mincha, but rather it's some other point. What that point may be, we'll have to discuss as we go. It's four different versions on Bezim and Bez. They all have something to do with Erev, as we spoke about in the previous year. Watch this now. The Rosh towards the end of Siman Aleph tells us what's going on. Gamitoch atchak nogukach, fishe miskapten atzibul tefilas mincha, fiilu lo hayu karnes shma umispal and tefilas ha'erev atesek ochavim, haya kol echad viyechad holech lebeso. This happened to me in my own shul. When the shul, at the old years, I would say a shir every day between mincha and ma'ariv and mishnayis, whatever we learned. People couldn't stay. There was time in the middle of the day to stay so long. So I stopped. Many, many years ago I stopped. And we daven mincha, we daven marv immediately thereafter. Mincha just before shkia, and marv right after shkia. As we do in our own shul, based on this tchak. I'm not going to stay. Therefore, what would happen? They would not play a torach, lem, the skabas, the acha, mekain. They wouldn't come back. Vayim espalim betzibur. The fichach, nogu, aam, the kros, shma, Ulispalel kodem tezukachav. Young Israel of Riverdale do exactly the same thing. V'samcho al hani tanoi k'depirashti, and they rely on the hani tanoi, not the plaga mincha of the Rabbeinu Tam, but the hani tanoi. What's hani tanoi? Take a look in the Divrei Chamudos Gimel. Samcho al hani tanoi, u'mikol makom ein lemar lekros kodem tezukachavim. Kidava muatu ben tanai de masnisin or ben tanai de brisa tourism in reish lamed hey. The difference is not that great. You should try to stall off a little bit. Tweet if the tzitzik ochavim. This has to do with the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Let me just give you briefly. If we aren't, we'll just talk about it at greater length some other time. There's a fundamental dispute how you understand the end of the day in halacha. We are so used to the Vilna Gaon's view that as soon as the sun sets beneath the horizon, the day is over. That begins a period called the Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes is twilight zone. It's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. How long does it last? So the simple read of the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, it lasts 3/4 of a mil. They didn't have watches. They measured by how long it takes to walk a mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. How many is it? What's an amma? That's a chazanish with a b'chaim no. It's hard to know exactly. But we assume that a mil is approximately 18 minutes. You ever hear of the 18-minute matzis? That's where 18 minutes comes from. 18 minutes is the size of is a mil, and that's the maximum time for a matzah to make sure it doesn't become chametz. And that's what's called a mil. So we wait 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half minutes after the sun sets, says the Vilna Gaon, it's already night. Now wait a minute. We learned in our base that night is Tesek Ochavim. Can you see stars 13 and a half minutes after sunset? Are you joking? Impossible. Impossible. But of course, that we don't see it here is not so relevant. The question is, can they be seen in the Holy Land or Bavel, which are the same latitude, at the equinox, the spring equinox, when there's no artificial light and no pollution, can you see stars 13 and a half minutes approximately after the sun sets beneath the horizon? So you and I would say the answer is certainly no. However, there's a great rabbi, Rabbi Banish, I think that's how I pronounce his name, from Bnei Brak, who wrote a sefer on these matters, beautiful sefer about the Zmanim. And he asked one of his acquaintances, who was a chayal. He was a chayal in the Israeli army. And he had a man, a post, in the middle of nowhere, in the Negev somewhere. He was all by himself, watching to make sure that no intruders, etc., etc. He said, you know, you're there every single night. Do me a favor. Don't be derelict in your duties, but look up and see how many minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon you can see stars. A legitimate request. You're not going to leave the result. After 14 minutes, he saw 3 stars. What do we say? Chacham Adif Minavi. The Vilna Gaon living in Vilna figured out that in the Negev, a chayal living 200 something years later would find stars after 14 minutes. Isn't that incredible? Mind-boggling. The greatness of the Vilna Gaon. But the Vilna Gaon said, well, I'm not me. I'm just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says 3/4 of a mil you can find stars. We can't see those stars today. So there are three reasons why we can't see the stars. Number one, we are further north and we never expect to see stars in such a small amount of time because we follow the amount of the degrees the sun is beneath the horizon. That determines how things get dark and that determines when we see the stars. So it's going to be by definition longer than that. But aside from all that, we have number one, we have a tremendous amount of pollution here in New York City. By the way, much less pollution during coronavirus because everything's closed. You know, maybe the green, the green people, they're very happy that everything's closed and everyone's no pollution. But okay. But the second reason, which still applies, is all the artificial light. There's so much artificial light that you can't see by definition. It all has to be pitch black. In the Negev, it was pitch black. There was not an ounce of light. And therefore, you saw it much earlier. Keep that in mind. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbeinu Tam has a totally different clock. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not considered to be Vare Laila until 4 mil after the sun sets beneath the horizon. It's a simple read of Rabbeinu Tam. Hence the famous 72. People wait Rabbeinu Tam's man, 72. That means it's 4 mil. If a mil is 18, 4 times 18 is 72. That's considered Vare Laila. Although some say it's a longer shear, it's 90. We'll get to that if you have a chance. And 3/4 of a mil before that, that's Ben HaShemashos. That's Ben HaShemashos. And before that, that means almost an hour, or maybe more than an hour, depends how you count it. After the sun sets beneath the horizon, it's Vadayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. I mentioned he would drive his Model T car on Friday afternoon after the sun sets because he held it was Vadayom. You get the impression that the Balei HaTosfos followed the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh is in the Balei HaTosfos. The Torah is the son of the Rosh. And therefore the Torah is saying, you know, it's a Dava Muat between the Tanoi, the Masnisim, and the Tanai of the Brisa, which means they're almost the same amount of time, both much later than the sun sets beneath the horizon. That's the impression that I receive from reading the words of the Rosh and the Divrei Chamudos. We'll come back to this as we continue the sugya in upcoming days. Let's go back to the Rosh that we're learning. Watch this. Afa gavta lechatchila nikos krishma atesik ochavim kistama demas nisin ukra b'yoshua de polegad rabbi lezeh b'braisa. That's the right time. But the people relying on a different view, the view of the Tanoim and Avbeis and Midbeis, they would say it a little bit earlier. How much earlier? Let's just make up a time. Shkia Shnia. Again, Shkia Shnia, according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei HaTosfos, approximately 14, or maybe close to approximately 18, it depends which way you, how you count the mil, maybe 17, if the mil is 22 and a half minutes, we're not up to that right now. So they would just shave off a little bit, and they'd be more makel. Fine. Fine. So far, so good. V'sholem mirav haizal in tzibur shemispal and arvis v'korin shema korin v'tes gochavim v'lo matzi yiddish l'akvim. You can't stop them. Well, the rabbi said they should do it because of shas hatzchak. If you wait long and no one's going to come back to shul, there'll be no tefillah v'tzibur. Eizu adif latzluye b'hadayu shiyadavim with them v'lishbok kriya shema atzeis gochavim. Hear what's going on? You daven Shmona Esri with them, and you do everything else, Shema, and the brachas later. Rav Shechter Shlita does this. When he comes to a shul where they daven early, it's on a Friday, he'll daven Shmona Esri with them, but he will wait till after Tzeis Kachavim to say Kriya Shema with its brachas. This is, goes back to the Rav Haigo. That's one of the options. Oh, a second option, Lekuvi at Tzeis Kachavim. No, just don't daven be tzibur, daven be yachid. Why? Lismoch gula l'tfila. Those are the two options. Rabosai, it's amazing. Option three is not even found. What's option three? Option three is what I think everybody else does. We daven with the tzibur, everything. Shema, the brochel, Shmon Esrei. And we recite Shema alone after it gets dark. I think every single shul, which davens early on Friday, and davening is over, they give a bang and they say, everyone should remember to say Shema after it gets dark. That's not even one of the options here. Isn't that amazing? The option that all of us do is not even found in the question of how Gon was raised. Didn't even mention it's one of the options. It's amazing. Says Rav Haigon, the Heshiv be'eretz Yisrael osen kein, mispalin shel arvis, V'yachar kach koren es shma bizmana v'lo ichbas l'lismav gula l'tfilas arvis. That's what they did. They would exercise what we call the option number one. They would daven b'tzibur and they'd postpone the shma later on. Doesn't say when they said birchas kriya shma. Doesn't say. So there is a stroll, they daven arvis, b'tzibur, obviously early, and later when it got dark, they would say shema b'zmana, and they would not do smichas gula tefilas arvis. Yeah. For chazina, and they saw, to kriya shema ba'onasa da'hainu b'tzeza kachavim, odif mimisma gula tefila, heichad lo'ef shalit sluye. So apparently, that's what they did. That's what Rabbi Shechter Shlita does. They would daven Shmona Esrei b'tzibur, and have birchas kriyishma and kriyishma later on. That's the impression that's conveyed. That's the other option over here. And that's the preferred option. This is what Rav Haigon says. This is what Rav Haigon says. And he says, and I'm skipping a little bit, with a little basis of the Madani Antif. Sh'nir lo sh'yosir tov l'spal t'filosu im atzibur, b'plaga mincho l'malak Rabbi Yehuda, b'ma sh'yispal b'yochid v'yismoch Gula l'tfila. Okay? Fine. Then he goes to a side point. The Kolshken, the Didan, Enonu Somachin Gula l'tfila, Shalar, Vashonim, Afsikin, Vipsukim, Viru, Enenu, Vikadish. That's very strange. We don't do Smiras Gula l'tfila. How can that be? We're not good Jews? What is this? We're not Mekayim Smiras Gula l'tfila, Shalar, Vashonim, Afsikin, Ben Olam Abba. It's very hard to understand what he's saying over here. Miu Nirem. Danoe Kane, someone who follows this custom of davening Marv early, Tzorech Lizor Shelo Yispal Al Tfilas HaMincha Miplag HaMincha Lamala Kev and the Chosh of Leilayla in Tfilas Erev. What do we call that in two words? What are the two words we use for this? No? Tarte Desasre. That's an anathema. Tarte Desasre, forget about it. The Rosh has no, gives no quarter, no option, absolutely no ability whatsoever to daven what we call a Tarte Desasre. Impossible. Impossible. Can't do it. See, if you want to take advantage of this idea of davening Ma'ariv with a tzibur after Plag HaMincha, you have to make sure that you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. No way can you even think about what we call a Tarte Desasre. Frekte Badana Yontif Dalit Tmi Ali Til El Kiyam HaMinik Tibit Fila HaKelu. V'tafka l'kayim ha-minig, ha-v'lefi ha-din, v'adai de'ein okay. Imke lo havle lachza v'lichtov kam, she'tzorach she'izora v'chule. He shouldn't be davening at all before tzeis. V'nirali, to le'el o'kos of l'kayim ha-minig ala l'haktim kriyashma. Avo spalo gamke mincha chakach. No, forget about it. Paulo svirla the kaima minig. So they tar tre kule de sasri hadodi. Vichay nirin de rebeis yosef sibin reishlam at gimel. Never was the rush of Makar in the minig of tar to the sasri. He was very clear. Go back to the beginning. When the rush says it this, it can't do that. It's impossible. You can't consider it to be Mincha like Rabbanan. Let's read the words of the Rosh earlier. Right after the Lamed, of the Madana Yontif, way back when. Okay? Umiyuk tzatz kashil, inyan tfilas ha-mincha tostis is kashil, ha-beis. Avdina to Rabbanan. Umispal, the key word's coming up. Pe'amim! What does pe'amim mean in English? Sometimes. Maybe not that day. Keep that in mind. Tfilas ha-mincha, achaplag ha-mincha, when Kriyashma, Chashvina Le Laila, Kimo Rabbi Yehuda, Have Kimo Shedra Vigulgolis, Trekuli De Sasri Adadi, Erevin Dav Zayin. You have to be consistent. I don't want to go into the Shedra Vigulgolis this minute, we'll get to it maybe later. You got to be consistent. V'od Arminan L'kamon Dav L'kamara V'dav L'kamara V'd, Hachi Perusho. Lo Ifsi Kilchos Alok Rabbi Yehuda V'lok Rabbonan, Mi Sheyirtze La'asos, Kakol Krab Yehuda, O Akol Krabonim, V'lo Sheyitfos Kula Shoshneim. Yesh Lomar, T'l'inyan Tfila Hekilu, what does that mean? So he says over here, in Dalid, not Taftar to the Sasre. What I think it really means is, they were inconsistent from one day to the next. Even that you shouldn't do. Should be consistent throughout. Either Pasna Krab Yehuda, or Pasna Krabonim. It's like Shedav Vigal Golas, Meshama Beis Hillel. Pick one over, be consistent. So they were inconsistent from one day to the next. That, he says, you know, they were Mekel, and it's Tfilah Hekilu. To be inconsistent from one day to the next in certain circumstances. But not in the same day. Forget about that. That's impossible, totally could never, ever, ever be done. That's the way I read the Rush. You with me? If you look over here in the Divrei Chamudos Osches Tzor L'Zosh L'Yispal Tfilas HaMincha Miplag HaMincha Ulamala. Look what I wrote in Perek Tfilas HaShachar Sov Simen Gimel. Let's turn to Perek Tfilas HaShachar, which is the fourth Perek of Masechet Brachos, at the end of Simen Gimel, and see what it says in the Rosh, what it says in the Tosfos Yontif says. Take a look. End of Simon Gimel. Look what it says. Hash lo idmer hilchos lo kamar lo kamar, David kamaravit David kamaravit. Kosev agoin. It's a very what a little tetzvav is. The man the makdim umatzi arvis sulo matzi metzluya mincha elat plaga mincha Rabbi Yehuda. You have to be consistent. If you want to say daven early marav, you have to be consistent and always daven mincha before plag. The misal Rabbi Yehuda. Lesser the Rabbanan, be consistent. The im isa the Rabbanan, lesser Rabbi Yehuda. Lachain, itzali tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. If you have the habit of davening mincha till shkia, we'll call it. Sulo motzi lakdumi le tfilas ha-erev, plaga mincha. The ef shlo, here is the word key, lasos pam Rabbi Yehuda, upam ki Rabbanan. Not discussing the same day. Two different days. Even that's a no-no. Even two different days is a no-no. One day like Rabbi Yehuda, one day the Rabbanim, even that's not allowed, generally speaking. Okay. So the Mefarshim explain, if you look in the Divrei Chamudos, Tesvav, that you referred to earlier, Kosev Rabbi Niona, V'diyeved Mispal Arvis B'Kavon, L'Tetzi Plag HaMincha V'Elech, Yotza, V'lo Mechayvin Alei Lachzal L'Spala, Achshav shenogu ayde atchak sheosim pomem grab Yehuda upomem kerabonon shapir dami. So they had considered for atchak for us. Why? Shem yelchu lehem akol achar mincha Lo yisas v'chakach miyad kulam le'arvis, u'mitoch kach tizbat la'tfilah b'tzibur v'gam ha'kadeshim, and yichidim gam yishkuchu v'izbat l'kach, they're not going to daven at all. Not daven at all. Okay, so you have to make a choice. You have to, any given day, you have to make a choice. You're allowed to be inconsistent from one day to the other. Yes, daven. Ah, very, very good. We, you know, I like to be an oiske halten the yid, a consistent Jew. Yet, I will often daven early Shabbos. When my children were young, we always daven early Shabbos, for the children's sake. Now that the children are out of the house, we're empty nesters, we daven late. Okay, but it's not because of I changed my principle, I changed the facts change. The answer is, the Rishonim say, and we'll have to get to this, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, it's permissible to be inconsistent from Friday to the rest of the week. I have to tell you that there could be other Shas Adchaks too. We had a curfew. Remember the curfew day? Couldn't leave after 8 o'clock. So we were there. We were inconsistent there, even on Shabbos, which is really a no-no in general. We'd have an early mincha, plag mincha on Shabbos itself, because there was no possibility to daven later because of the curfew. Only that's a big Shas Adchak. Or, again, you want to make an early Shabbos, that's permits you to do such a thing. That's why, and the people from the shul know, many people from the shul are on the Zoom, outsiders on the Zoom, I never allowed in our shul to have what they call the Tarta Disaster, Mincha Marav on Friday. You want to daven early? Daven early. Daven before Plaga Mincha. Oh, Rabbi, it's too early. So daven Bisman, that's too late, Rabbi. You got to find us a way to daven everything in between. I will not find you a way. In my opinion, it simply cannot be done. It's an internal inconsistency. It cannot be done. It could be even me'akev b'di'evet. So I tell someone, if you find yourself in a place where the only minion they have is what we call Tata de Sasri, take your choice. Either daven mincha with them or daven ma'ariv with them. Pick one. Yeah, pick one. Most people daven mincha b'yachidus and daven ma'ariv with the tzibur because everyone finishes. And they don't want to have to left daven marav later on. Could be halachically, it's better the other way around. Better daven mincha b'tzibur, you have a chazar ha-shatz and everything like that, and daven marav b'yechidus b'tzilas arvus v'shus. That's true probably from the pure halachic perspective. But from the practical perspective, it's probably easier to daven the mincha, you know, mincha gedola b'yechidus, if you can't find a minion then, and daven together with the tzibur, that's what people want, the family, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll tell you a story. When I grew up in Kew Garden Hills, so there was Tarta Disasri. I'm not denying that fact, but I refused to daven Tarta Disasri. And the shul we davened, there was no early minyan. This I'm talking about a long, long time ago. Long time ago. I mean, 50 years ago. People weren't so attuned to the intricacies of halacha. The shul we davened, they davened, one shul davened, you know, bizman. Or they davened 7 o'clock, whole summer 7 o'clock. Mamish Tarta Disaster. The latest plot gets at 6:57. Boom, they start at 7 o'clock. What he used to do was to get in a car and go to Young Israel of Queens Valley. Oh, because there, my parent Steinberg, she was a Rav 50 years ago. He was Medakik Halacha. He said, you can't do this stuff. He said, you want to daven early, you got to daven before the plot of Mincha. So we'd go in a car, drive a mile to the Young Israel of Queens Valley. We daven Mincha. We weren't even dressed Shabbosnik. We went before the shower, you know, it was still early. And we looked a little bit funny. Everyone there is Shabbosnik and we're a little bit Vachadik, but okay, they understood the crazy Yeshiva Bachur. So we would daven there, Mincha, go home. You know, then we'd have plenty of time to take a shower, then we wanted to put on our Shabbos clothing. And then we would daven in the other shul, which they had what we called the Tarta Disasri, and no problem. But we wasn't for us a Tarta Disasri. We'd walk in there for Kabbalah Shabbos. And my kids know this trick. They sometimes they miss Kabbalah Shabbos. Because Kabbalah Shabbos is not the Loch Lomosh Messina. They would come in late. One of my kids would do the same thing right over here in this shul. They daven early. They daven Mincha Gedola in Yeshiva somewhere. They come huffing and puffing, if you're lucky, for Baruch Hu. But yeah, I daven Mincha already. I won't mention the name of my son. What do you mean? But expect it to come up for Kabbalah Shabbos. Abba, Kabbalah Shabbos is not really a requirement. It's a very nice thing, but you know, I'll try to come for Kabbalah Shabbos. You know, Usually they'd come walking in for the middle of the Chododi. And, you know, while we're singing the Chododi, they would catch up and say the Chun around and, you know, sing along. I'm telling tales out of school, hopefully my children won't. I'm only identifying that it happened to one of my sons. I'm not going to tell you his name. So you can I'm not identifying any, and they didn't do anything wrong technically. I'm just telling you, Metzias, what happened in my house when my kids were growing up. And they got it from me because I did the same thing. I used to drive and come back, and I don't know if I was always in time exactly for the Chododi either. I mean, for the Chunarana either. I would try because, you know, my father, Zatzal, would daven there, and I didn't want to, you know, he should be there by himself. So we try to come in time, but you know how it is in Erev Shabbos. Get delayed. Wait to get into the shower. Someone else is in the shower. You know how these things go. Anyway, I'm just telling you that, in my opinion, it's impossible to be Mekel in the Tarat of the Sasri. And I know I'm against many, many shuls and many, many Rabbonim, but I have to tell what I think is right. I think the Rosh bears it out. It's only the inconsistency from one day to the next, then we can be Mekel. That's how I read it. Now, we have Gemaras in front of us. Most people do not have a Mishnah Brewer in front of them, so it's not fair for me to address this question too much now, but I feel a little bit, and those who can, maybe tomorrow I will come with the Mishnah Brewer. I'm going to read you a little bit in the, if you have a Mishnah Brewer on your shelf, you can pull it out. Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel. This is Chelik Beis, the Mishnah Brewer, so not everybody has it. I'm just going to quote briefly because the Shia is over in 3.5 minutes, just to give you an introduction. Sif Aleph. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch. That's our minute. We know that. Shouldn't do it. That's very, very nice. But the question will be, when did you daven mincha that day? As the Mishnah Brura, Sivkaton Yud Aleph, Shasat Chak, even though normally you daven mincha after plag, but one particular day, you can daven Marv early too. But Ein Lahokal was there, Rakim, also Yom, his spala mincha kodem plag, kodem plag, but also Yom Gufa, his spala mincha ha plag, Shuv also lol his spala arvis kodem alayla, forget about that. That's impossible. You with me so far? Here comes the problematic line. That's if he's davening b'yechidus. We saw this in the rush. V'yispatlu tfilas ha-tzibur legamre. Hekilu achronim shemuto lispal al arvis samuch lemincha. Now, what does that mean, samuch lemincha? I think it means young Israel the Riverdale. We daven mincha before shkia. We daven marv immediately because the people are going to come back and they don't want to have a shear between. I tried that trick a long time ago. It didn't work. That's how I read this Mishnah Berurah. But there has to be a mafsik. There has to be a shkia in between. That's how I read this Mishnah Berurah. Kein nira li. I have to tell you the honest truth, that to those who disagree with me, and they claim that the Mishnah Berurah is matir tater nisasre for the sake of tefillah b'tzibur. Where did I find this? The Piskei Tshuvos. That's the famous Rabbi Rabinovich from Ramat Shlomo. And in B'Yitzchok Yikore of Rav Nevinzal. Two of the greatest Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, Shalita, both said against me. But the Yeska Kasha, it's against the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere. Reish Lamed Hei, Sharat Tzion, Tezayin, just a few pages later. Reish Lamed Hei, Tezayin. He writes as follows. What happens? Discussing a similar case. They're davening by day, okay? Shmones v'lo yispal limoim shegiyaz man krishma yikra krishna b'lo brachos yispal limatzibur tezayin Even to gain tefillah b'tzibur, the Sharatzion says, too bad, you cannot have an internal contradiction. So these gedolim are stuck with a kasha. They're stuck with a kasha. So how can it be? That's their question. So I'm answering you. He never was matter in an intrinsic tart of a sasri. What's his source? So here it's tricky. Tomorrow she will discuss this. He quotes over here in the original source we quoted, in Reish Lamed Gimel, he quoted two sources. And I have to be intellectually honest. One of them is not like me, really. But I'm going to follow the most important source that he quoted in Reish Lamed Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph. He tells you his source on the bottom in the Shaar HaTzion, that you cannot have an internal inconsistency. Who did he quote? Tezvav on the bottom. He says, Tezayin rather, Mogen Avraham or Mogen Giborim. Two Mogens. So tomorrow we will learn the Mogen Avraham. I think it's going to validate my personal view. The Mogen Giborim, which I don't even own it. I once looked at it. Was sounded a little bit against me. But Mogen Avraham versus Mogen Giborim, I think the Mogen Avraham wins because he's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. Mogen Avraham, we don't even own. We're out of time, a little over time. We stop here. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will continue this very important halakhic discussion. Thanks to everyone on the Zoom for joining.
Thank you.
What was the third option?
There was
davening
the same tefillah, but Sir Shema, like Rav Schechter. No, the same is what we do. We daven Shema u'Bruchaseha, and then we say Kriyas Shema, and we repeat later on.